Shifting gears, we're going to look at another kind of alarming development, which we've talked about here on the morning show and other programs on WBAI, focusing on the size and scope of one Google Corporation. A new Public Citizen report was released yesterday. I don't know if you caught it, Michael, that details Google's ambitious technological expansions and its newfound status as one of the most politically active companies in the U.S. So it's not only in terms of its scope technologically, but also its role politically. And it's recently moved its influence operation into a new set of offices, digs the size of the White House in Washington, D.C. So clearly, their future is literally being mapped out in new and different ways, many of which we don't know. This report looks at the ways Google is accruing power, both in terms of the information it collects about the public and the sway it has over federal and state governments, as well as civil society. The report points to the fact that only the NSA, the National Security Agency, perhaps rivals Google in terms of information that it has on us, on civilians, but it's shows that also surveys show that perhaps people are more concerned about Google than the NSA itself. So joining us on the line right now, it's good to have, I'm really pleased to have again an early morning riser, Sam Jeweler, who's the author of the report. He's the Communications Officer for Public Citizens U.S. Chamber Watch. Sam, thanks for joining us this morning. So tell us, are we paranoid or are we kind of exaggerating Google's information collection expansion? Is it something that we really should be that worried about?
Yeah, if anything, I think public, and I certainly before I wrote this report, did not realize the extent of Google's information collection. It has been acquiring new companies and new technologies at a rate that is far faster than any other tech company. In fact, it's spent more on acquisitions than five of the other major tech companies combined over the last couple of years, including Apple, Facebook, Amazon, and a couple others. So this includes technologies like Skybox, which is a satellite company that has satellites up in the air that can take pictures and video high definition around the world and could help Google have a kind of rapidly updating Google Maps and can track, for example, looking at the number of trucks that are parked outside of a factory and has been able to predict when the next iPhone would come out. So this is all new kinds of information. It has also acquired a company called Dropcam and Nest. This is a company that does cameras inside the home and communicates with phone and other devices. And it's Google's business model relies on collecting information about people, combining that with other information that it's collected about people, and being able to sell that information to advertisers.
Now, does the fact that so many people eat this stuff up, like, oh, great, I could check how my house, you know, what my house looks like, when I'm 3,000 miles away, so they're eating this, they're consuming this, so they're kind of complicit in this surrender. Is it fair to say that, or is Google not being completely transparent in terms of its approach to using this technology, selling it to the public, and perhaps using it in different ways?
Yeah, I would say there's certainly some responsibility with the consumer. It's tough because Google does provide quality services. I use Google Search. I still use Gmail. I might switch over after writing this report. But I think that, like, at the same time, Google has violated people's privacy in ways that we should be concerned about. It's gotten the largest civil penalty from the FTC ever a couple years ago for tracking people on Safari who it told would not be tracked. You know, the Street View cars a few years ago were driving around the world collecting information from people's Wi-Fi networks unbeknownst to people around the world, you know, many of whom maybe never used Google, but all of a sudden a Street View car drove by their house and it collected their emails and their other information they had going over their Wi-Fi. So Google has shown that it's not necessarily to be trusted, and that combined with the amount of information it's collecting and rapidly growing political activity should be concerning, because really any company getting that powerful, doesn't matter how nice the people are at the top, but it becomes a threat to society. And, you know, it's spent more money on federal lobbying than any other company since 2012. It's spending the most on federal lobbying this year, including spending $1 million more than Big Pharma. Pharmaceutical Trade Association, which is very active.
So, but one would imagine that, and you could answer this whether or not it was outlined in the report, that you know, Google's not alone. I mean, there's the Yahoos of the world, there's the Microsofts of the world, there's, you know, of course, Apple. One would imagine that all of them are kind of complicit in this kind of mass technological information process that in many ways is pretty alarming. Or is Google kind of standing out on its own in many ways?
They actually are somewhat different. Not all of the tech companies necessarily rely on collecting information. Like, I think Apple has kind of publicly distanced itself from Google because Apple kind of sells products more than it sells information to advertisers, you know, the iPhone and the MacBook and all that stuff. So there are somewhat different business models within Silicon Valley. And I just wanted to run through this list. So in 2012 and 13, Google spent $17 billion on acquisitions. Right. It was more than the combined expenditures of Apple, Microsoft, Facebook, Amazon, and Yahoo. So it's really in a league of its own in terms of acquiring new technologies and really like branching out into the physical world and not just being content to collect our information through web searches and email and browsing history. Also, Microsoft is significantly more transparent about its political spending practices than Google. One of the big things we talk about in this report is Google is funding about 140 trade associations and other nonprofits that it revealed. It does not reveal all the groups that it funds, but Microsoft does the same. It also funds groups, but it shows how much money it gives to these groups, so you can get a better idea of what their relationship is like. And it's kind of troubling to see some of the groups that Google funds, because some of them work in the privacy, you know, holding groups accountable for privacy issues. Some of them work in political spending. Some of them work in antitrust, which Google has had issues with.
Right, so, and one would assume that with that scope and influence, that the possibility of reining them in through federal regulation of some sort is probably diminished, you know, accordingly.
And just being able to change the conversation in D.C. and just have kind of a chilling effect on the discourse. Because as I was doing this report, I was kind of wondering, like, why no one else had done it. It seems like it had become kind of an obvious thing. And then all you have to do is look at the list of groups and kind of start to get an idea for it. I went to Netroots Nation, big progressive conference earlier this year, and Google was one of the primary funders. And then you see that it's funding Heritage Foundation and Cato, and then it's just funding groups that you wouldn't expect, like HRC. And then, like I said, some groups in the privacy arena, Center for American Progress, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which is, you know, a group that I've done a lot of research on and is, you know, the biggest dark money spending group, by far the biggest corporate lobbying group, and really acts as a way for companies to give money, and then the chamber will lobby for them or spend campaign dollars for them on things that the company might not want to be seen supporting. The chamber can kind of be that guide.
Again, we're speaking with the author of the new report on Google's scope and power, the report coming from Public Citizens U.S. Chamber Watch. Sam Jeweler is the communications officer for a Public Citizen. Where can people get the report? It's called Mission Creepy. Google is quietly becoming one of the nation's most powerful political forces while expanding its information collection empire. Where can people get it?
Yeah, check out citizen.org. It's the top story right now on our homepage.